Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is a syndicated show produced in the studios of CGSF Radio in Burnaby, BC. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
In Canada also, Canada is being harmed by these corporations, but we don't see it because it's up north or is in areas in which we don't usually go. And it is affecting some populations in those areas, but for the most part, they are isolated. And what we don't see, we don't care, basically.
That's the voice of Jorge Cortez from the Anti-Mining Justice Alliance. Jorge speaks today about Canadian mining companies' activities in Latin America and how we are all indirectly implicated in what's happening there.
We're very privileged. We have Jorge Cortez, who is one of the members of the Anti-Mining Justice Alliance. Thank you for being with us this morning, Jorge.
Sylvia, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be in your program today.
Now, you are part of a growing coalition, I would say nationwide. There seems to be an anti-mining movement. The organization Mining Justice Alliance is an organization that seems to be composed of many organizations here in BC, including students, activists, and various networks. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you became involved with Mining Justice Alliance.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Guatemala. I study engineering back in Guatemala, and I have been in outside my country since 1981. In Canada, I went back to university, and I graduated with a major in anthropology and a minor in sociology. And currently, I'm working as a family counselor. How I got involved with Mining Justice Alliance and became aware and concerned about why mining corporations are doing in our countries. It wasn't until about 2 months ago that I realized, I watched some of the videos that were being promoted by Mining Watch and Kamiwa, and I became really upset about the things that I was seeing. And I decided that it was a time to get involved and do whatever I could to make people aware of what's going on with these mining corporations and how they are affecting our countries, my people, the environment, polluting the water, and how is this affecting directly our children, our future generations, and how is this is not helping us economically and to get out of the problem that we have in our countries.
Many people would argue that mining is an essential practice for an advanced economy such as ours. You know, it's the price we pay for having cars or having certain comforts. How would you respond to that?
Well, it is interesting what you are saying, because in Canada or the United States, we don't see the consequences of what's going on in Latin America. Today, precisely, I was reading an article from Albedrío. Albedrío is an independent newspaper that is providing information in regards to discussions and proposals, social proposals. Regretfully, I believe it's only in Spanish. But in this document today, they are arguing about how Goldcorp is becoming wealthier and wealthier, and Guatemala, my country, is becoming poorer. It's the opposite, you know. So, yes, we see that it's important mining. However, we don't see the consequences in Canada because our water is not being polluted at the same rate that is being polluted in Latin America. How else it's affecting is that people cannot even drink that water or wash in the rivers. The mountains are disappearing. How this is affecting the animals that they are procreating, and that is a way of living for them. So in one hand, we are just investing our money and making our money seem growing, but we are not seeing the bad aspects of mining. So there is a lot of destruction going on, and that's our biggest concern. That's my biggest concern. The levels of destruction and how these countries, let's say Guatemala, is not even making any profit out of this. We are not gaining anything. As a matter of fact, according to Albedrío, over 50% of the children in Guatemala are displaying chronic malnutrition diseases. How is this possible that a country that has so much mineral and so much non-renewable resources is as poor as Guatemala? When we have all these wealthy resources, there's no reason for us to be so poor. So these are some of the things. In Canada also, Canada is being harmed by these corporations, but we don't see it because it's up north or is in areas in which we don't usually go. And it is affecting some populations in those areas, but for the most part, they are isolated. And what we don't see, we don't care, basically.
I want to point out that as you have very eloquently told us, one of the main issues we have in a society is that we tend to silence the voice of those who are disempowered, who are affected by the practices of so-called development, right? You're quite correct that Canada reaps the benefits of extracting the ores or extracting the minerals, but all the pollution, all the, you know, poisoned water and poisoned land goes to the people in Guatemala. Now, many people say, well, that's the way it is. I mean, that's how corporations act. You know, we can't do anything. How would you respond to that?
Well, regretfully, this is the way that corporations act. It is a very irresponsible way of acting. And it shouldn't be like that. There are different ways, and this is something that these corporations should explore. Of course, that's going to mean that instead of making over $2 billion profit a year, they are going to be making a few millions less, but they can find those alternatives. What will happen if we had the mining here in Vancouver and they start destroying the city and the water is polluted and we are going to have contamination all over around us? Is it that the only moment in which we are going to be concerned about mining? That's one of my questions. How is it possible that Goldcorp, for instance, during the first trimester of 2011, had made $651 million during the first trimester and is projected to make $2.6 billion, that would be $2.6 billion by the end of the year. And Guatemala is keeping 1% of that. So the disparity is extreme, and it should not be in that way. So similarly, I believe that one way of resolving the problem is involving these communities, listening to the communities, and taking responsibility of the damage that they are doing or that they are causing in the environment.
It's important that you point out that there is a responsibility on behalf of citizens to look after the kinds of communities we want to live in. We create those communities. And I believe that, you know, we're often told that that's the way things are, but things change all the time, you know, to the day that the feudalists were told that we need to change. They said, no, it's our right to govern. It's our right to have monarchies. And until the day that they came down, we were told that that was the way things would always be. Well, that system changed. And this system would also need to be addressed, need to change in order to meet the needs of people. If you could talk a little bit about the need for community involvement to not only create societies that are more inclusive, but also to address our own participation in the driving force behind these very exploitive practices against the environment, against the land. It's not just about profits, I think. It's about what kind of world do we want to live in, and what kind of world do we leave behind for our children?
Well, to begin with, I have to say that things change. However, when it comes to the practice of corporations exploiting our non-renewable resources, especially in our third world countries in Latin America, they are getting worse. Mining operations started around mid-1950s, and since then, we haven't seen improvement. We have just seen destruction. Goldcorp, through one of the mines that they own, Marilyn, which is established in Guatemala, has been destroying a lot of our environment and has been affecting a lot of people. Just about 2 weeks ago, in one popular newspaper in Guatemala, it was denounced that two mining companies were going to start exploiting around the coast, south coast in Guatemala. What that means is that they are going to be affecting many populations in the area, and it is calculated that about 3 million people are going to be affected. Also, their way of living is going to be affected. The fishery industry will be affected. The hotels and any other industry, planting, will be affected as well. It is about 6 different communities that are going to be affected in Guatemala alone. And also the potential damage that is going to be caused for decades to come. Many years will take for nature to go back to what the way was or the way it is at this point. So I think that it is true that things should be improving, and it should be improving all over. I insist on the fact that how is it possible that a corporation such as Goldcorp is making billions of dollars a year and is leaving behind a disaster that is affecting not only our people right now, but it's affecting the future generations.
I think that what your point is well taken, that, you know, it's not so much about how are we improving our lives, but if improvement is only happening in some parts of the world while we're destroying entire countries, entire communities, then we're not moving forward. I think that's a very good point. I'm just thinking about the real cost of gold in Honduras, for instance. You know, the gold mine in Honduras has been closed. Goldcorp actually closed its mine. It was a mine that was an open pit where cyanide was used. And of course, cyanide leaching at the San Martin mine in the Siria Valley, the Department of Morazan, in central Honduras, was a mine that was operated under Goldcorp and that received many subsidiaries, you know, from government sponsorship. But when the people in that area mobilized and the mine actually closed its operations in 2008, even now we're still hearing of numerous villagers, people who live in the town, who are still suffering recurrent health harms. So it's not something that it's not just about stopping the mining, but the cleanup that comes after. How will we deal with the health issues that have been raised? Now, I want to talk a little bit about the responsibility, because immediately when we hear of this, we think, well, that's the government of Honduras. That's the government of Guatemala who needs to deal with that. Why is it important that we as Canadians, as Latin Americans living in Canada, take responsibility for what is being done in Honduras by corporations that operate from Canada?
I always find interesting how our countries are being called dependent countries. And that means that we depend on highly industrialized country for our survival. However, it is a contradiction with this, because what is happening is industrialized countries such as United States and Canada are depending on us. They depend on our resources. So basically, whatever we do supporting these corporations, which includes investing on these corporations, we are directly responsible for how this is affecting the people in those third world countries. So, for instance, CPP is investing Canadian money in these corporations. Basically, they are supporting these corporations. So whatever happened in those countries, we are directly responsible, whether we know it or not. Until 2 months ago, I was completely ignorant about that. You know, I knew about the mining, I knew about the damage, but I didn't know that I may be supporting these corporations. And I would encourage people to review where the money is going, the money that they are putting in for retirement. If that money is going to support these corporations, is invested in these corporations, to question what in the way these corporations are exploiting the resources in and how these exploitation of the resources is affecting our people. So, it has been some results among people that I have talked to. Some of them came back to me and told me, oh my God, I had investment in Goldcorp, and they took them out, you know. So, and that's one way of being responsible, because whatever happens there is going to affect us here in Canada, or it's going to affect anywhere in the world. So we just have to remember what the disasters that just occurred a year ago with BP in the Mexican Gulf, and the high levels of destruction, and how much the media and BP itself and the government kept on hiding behind us. So we don't know the extent damage. It may take many, many years before the Gulf is recovered. In the meantime, the Gulf is contaminated, the fish are contaminated, people will be contaminated because they have to survive from the Gulf. So it is a chain that is affecting the whole life, the whole cycle of life. And I would encourage people not to believe what I'm saying here right now, because I encourage people to go there and find out themselves. So I would encourage to go on the computer and find Mining Justice Alliance. They will find resources there that will give people the opportunity to learn about what's happening in other places. You can dial Mining Watch and Kamiwa, and there are some other resources that you can that people can access and become more knowledgeable about what is it that these corporations are doing and how they can help. And pension plan should be more responsible in supporting and investing our money, our taxes money. They should be informing us where is it that they are putting our money, and we should choose whether we want that money there or we don't want that money. We would like the Canadian government to take responsibility of what these corporations are doing in our countries. Why is it, I would ask myself, and I would ask everybody, why do you believe that these corporations are coming to Canada? why are they coming to Canada? They are hiding behind the Canadian image of being protective of our human rights all over the world, for being one of the best places to live, for being a respectful country. That's why these countries are here. I believe that the Canadian government at the provincial and at the federal level should take responsibility and look to what these corporations are doing. They know. They are not ignorant about what's happening. Now, if they are not ignorant, they should take the responsibility and going back to them and demand that they practice in a more professional and human way.
Well, there are many mining companies, and they all seem to be, many of them seem to have head offices here in Vancouver. There is a reason why you're focusing on Goldcorp. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Goldcorp has having an extreme impact on the land and on the people. There have been many incidents, and some of them are documented at the Mining Justice Alliance .org in our web page, and we see how people have been displaced out of the land, are not being compensated for the destruction of their houses. Their water has been contaminated. Many people that go to the river, which is usually where people collect the water that they use throughout the day for washing themselves and washing their clothes, is extremely contaminated, and they are exhibiting rashes that we don't know exactly what the impact is going to be in generations to come. You will see how some of these people that protest, which is ironic. You have the right to protest, but as soon as people start protesting in our countries, they are being silenced. These corporations are hiding behind corrupt governments that go usually against people that start protesting and speaking up against them, and that are demanding a respect for their human rights.
Well, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us today. Jorge, tell us again your website and how can people learn more information about Mining Justice Alliance?
Okay, well, just type on the computer Mining Justice Alliance and it will take you to the to our website. Also, like I said, people can type or look in the on the internet, Mining Watch and Kamiwa, where they will find many links and more resources that will help them to understand better what's going on in our countries.
Thank you again for being with us.
Sylvia, thank you very much for having me.
Pra que tanto ódio? Se somos irmãos e temos, e temos, e temos que dar as mãos. Pra que tanta dor? Pra que tanto ódio? Se somos irmãos e temos, e temos, e temos que dar as mãos. De dentro, a nossa terra está a morrer. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. monumento que vem cá de dentro. A nossa terra está a sofrer demais. Olha aquela mamã, já não tem lágrimas, já não tem lamento. A nossa terra está a morrer. Angola é tão grande, tão rica e tão linda, que dá pra todos nós e pra quem ama Angola. Oh, 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 oh. Angola é tão bela, tão rica e tão linda, que dá pra todos nós e pra quem ama Angola. Angola é tão bela, Angola é tão linda, tão rica e tão grande, que dá pra todos nós e pra quem ama Angola.
That was the song Sofrimento by Waldemar. Thanks for joining us this week.
Cambia lo superficial, cambia también lo profundo.
We have come to the end of our show, Latin Waves. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program produced and broadcast from the studios of CGSF Radio in Burnaby, BC. The program is available free of charge to campus and community stations across Canada and the US. For more information about our work or to support our efforts, please visit our website at www.latinwavesmedia.com. Bye for now.